and welcome to the amazing episode of the Ladies Podcast brought to you by The Electricity Hub. I'm your host, ICRTT, and we bring you discussions on the Nigerian electricity market, especially on women, their progresses, challenges, and achievements. During conversations on the energy sector, law is very seldom or even never brought up. There is the general perspective that there is no space for law in the energy sector. However, that is not the case. In reality, there are lawyers in the energy industry that have built a niche for themselves out of the necessity of it being of importance to the sector. Here to discuss law in energy is Onye Izoba, Senior Legal and Regulatory Consultant at NextYourPower. Welcome, Onye. It's nice to have you on the podcast.
Thank you, IC. Thank you for having me.
So is having a law career in the electricity space something you would categorize as popular among lawyers, especially in Nigeria?
Well, I would like to be a bit definitive here. When we're talking about the energy sector, it also comprises of the oil and gas industry as well. And there's been lots of lawyers doing amazing work in the oil and gas industry. But with the electricity sector, it's a bit different. This is probably because of the origin of the electricity sector in Nigeria. Historically, there was just one government entity, which was the Nigerian Electric Power Authority, and the courts were fiercely protective of this authority, this entity. So there was little or no commercial legal activity around electricity. There was no litigation around electricity because the courts struck out everything just to avoid the proliferation of lawsuits against one entity. So that had dampened legal activity around the electricity sector. So it had been unpopular. I mean, up until 6-7 years ago, there was no comprehensive literature on electricity law in Nigeria. But this is beginning to change, and people are beginning to be more aware of the electricity sector after the privatization. So yeah, it's an unpopular aspect of legal practice, but that doesn't mean that there aren't lawyers in there.
Okay, thank you very much. So as a lawyer in the sector, what would you say the importance of law is to the industry?
Law generally is the fundamental structure of every single activity or sector. And the electricity sector is no different. When we talk about electricity, starting from the framework that we have the whole privatization sector built on, we have the Electric Reform Act, which is categorized as the ground norm for electricity in Nigeria. So law means every aspect of the electricity sector, starting from the legal framework and then to the whole intra-value chain activities. These are governed by contracts and other legal practice. So law is more or less like the tool or the adhesive that binds everything together and makes sure everything is working perfectly.
All right. So how would you describe your experience in the sector so far?
Well, as I said earlier, it's a new aspect of law. It doesn't have a lot of history. So it's a combination of both corporate commercial experience, financial transactional experience, and general legal rules. So it's been quite interesting. It's been a journey, and we learn every step of the way. There isn't a lot of legal precedent on law in the electricity sector. So it's interesting. It's been a learning process.
Okay, and finally, do you think the energy industry or the electricity sector will become a more widely accepted space for law or lawyers in the future, especially in the country?
I am positive that very soon, especially when there is a more in-depth reform of the electricity sector in Nigeria, there will be more lawyers coming into the electricity sector, especially if we're able to get the value chain to where it's supposed to be. We have retail electricity in Nigeria. It's going to open up a whole niche for lawyers in Nigeria. So with the privatization, it has already started. Lawyers are beginning to get involved. See a lot of corporate, commercial, transactional lawyers already in the electricity sector and doing amazing work as well. So with more expansion of the electricity sector, there will be more lawyers coming into the power space. And we are hopeful that this sector that will be very lucrative for lawyers as well.
Thank you very much, Omi. It was very insightful having you on the Ladies Podcast today.
Thank you, Icy.
You can check out our website at theelectricityhub.com and listen to our other podcasts at podcasts.theelectricityhub.com. Thank you for listening.